Yeah, so enjoying my time at Wexford. I've been here probably about a month, 2 months now, and the season's obviously kicked off. And from the minute I came down, I was welcomed by Brian and Harry, the two managers, and all the players have taken me really well. And look, it's a good bunch of lads we have, and I'm looking forward to the season ahead with Wexford and playing in Ferry-Carrick. So really exciting stuff.
Yeah, no wins or points so far for the lads, but have you been encouraged by the performances that you've put in?
Definitely, yeah. Like, I think the last two games we've played really, really well, and like we've lost both games 1-0, and in both games we thought we should have got at least a point out of both them games, and even down to Limerick we probably should have grabbed the game as they went down to 10 men. Look, that's just the way football is, and the performances are there. We just need something to click for us, really. Like, you know, the team performance and team attitude is exceptional. Like, the hard work and dedication the lads are putting in is huge in training and in games. Like, so we're just waiting for that one moment to fall for us, and then hopefully it just kicks on then and we can get points on the board.
Yeah, particularly that last game against Shelburne. Look, you're beaten by an own goal, and sometimes that happens in football, but again, another decent performance, and the results just aren't falling your way, really.
Yeah, obviously really disappointed. Like, we went in at half time and it was nil all, and you know, all the lads are, you know, we were really excited. Like, you know, nil all at half time in Talca Park, is not many people can even do that. Like, and to come away with that, like, it was a bit of an achievement itself, I thought. And we played so well, and I thought we'd more chances than them to kind of to nick the game. And it was just, I thought the team played well anyway, which was the main thing. And look, the results will come eventually if everybody just does what we are doing and we continue to keep on playing the way we are. And look, something has to fall for sooner rather than later. So
tell us a little bit about your footballing journey. When did you start to think that I could be a serious player here?
I suppose I started to think that when I was about 14, maybe 14, 15, like when I played for like the local NEC team. We played in the Kennedy Cup, and I suppose after that, like, you know, I moved up to Dublin to play for Cherry Orchard, and got a couple of tryouts from there, and kind of thought, look, I'm sure if I work hard enough at this I could possibly try and make a career out of it. And look, I've been trying my damnedest ever since, and the next adventure is Wexford, so please God it all goes well this year and we can kick on. So,
and you went over to Preston North End then on a 2-year scholarship. I think you were about 16, is that right?
Yeah, so it was starting in 2018, so I was only 16 at the time. So I went to Preston for 2 years, and look, really good experience, enjoyed every minute of it, played some really big games, FAU Cup games, and made lots of friends for life there, like, you know, and played some of the best football I've played. And look, it was really enjoyable 2 years, and something that I definitely look back on with good memories. Like, so
you were speaking to the Mind Game podcast recently about your exit from Preston, and I know it was a bit of an emotional blow to you there. It was related to COVID as well, isn't that right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, look, the Mind Game pod is something that two people that are from the local town here in Kells, and I'd know them really well, and look, they wanted me on to speak about kind of stuff like that and how I dealt with, like, you know, being released from Preston and that. Like, and look, it was tough, and obviously COVID didn't help too much either, but look, I've great family and support around me, so it was quite easy to get through it.
And it was incredibly tough on you because the whole academy was basically let go over there when everything started to shut down and restrictions were starting to be put in place. So it was circumstances outside of your control, I guess, really. And that, like, you know, it wasn't like you weren't playing well and they cut you and you had to come home. It was kind of a case of, well, everybody has to go now.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it was. Like, it was, we got told on a Friday we were training, and then the game on the Saturday had been cancelled because of COVID. It was all a big shock, really. Nobody knew what was going to happen. And then I think it was the Monday I packed the car and drove home and never looked back since, you know. So look, that's just the way it happened, and it's worked out all right for me. Like, enjoying life at home, and you know, as enjoying playing football at Wexford at the minute. So look, that's where I'm focused at.
Yeah, and it does show a great resilience from you, because obviously that's a heartbreaking situation when you have to come home, and you know, you wouldn't blame yourself for moping around for a couple of weeks. But you know, fair play to you, you got back on the horse and joined probably the best team in the country at the time in Dundalk.
Yeah, look, obviously Dundalk gave me the opportunity to go up, and another unbelievable experience, and only take good memories from it. Like, to qualify for Europa League and to travel around Europe when there was a global pandemic going on, it was something that I definitely didn't think I'd be doing when I was in the car driving home from Preston, like, you know. So it was definitely a really good experience, and you know, learned so much, and such a short space of time that I actually was there. So look, from the likes of Gary Rogers, Aaron McCary and Steve Williams, the goalkeeper and department, look, unbelievable. And look, a really, really good experience that I'd definitely take with me everywhere I go.
Yeah, Gary Rogers is one of these heroes of recent League of Ireland history. You know, he's got such an iconic image there in the Dundalk goal, playing in some massive games both here and abroad there. So did you pick up any tips from him on how to make yourself a better goalkeeper?
Yeah, of course. Like, look, I know Gary since I was probably about 12 or 13, and you know, we've always done training sessions together and stuff like that. And even when I was away in England, he would have spoke to me and, you know, wanted to know how I was getting on and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, look, Gary, definitely I learned so much from him on and off the pitch. You know, just the little small details, really, how to carry yourself as a person as well is another big one that I took from him. And look, Gary is I'll always be in good touch with Gary, and definitely one of the good friends that I've taken from football, so lots to learn still from him, I think, as well. So,
and did you always want to be a goalkeeper ever since you were a young lad?
Probably not, no. I would have played centre mid a little bit up until probably 12, maybe 13. I always would have fancied myself as a little bit of a Steven Gerrard type player, you know.
That happens to a lot of people as well. A lot of people think they can be a goalkeeper and then they go out and play Sunday League and find it's a little bit more difficult than you might imagine. So when did you realise you had a skill for it?
I suppose probably when I was about 13, 14, I kind of jumped in goal from a Gaelic background. Like, you know, I thought, like, look, I can catch and kick a ball, and you know, that's probably the hardest part over, like, you know. So yeah, look, I suppose 13, 14 I started to do a bit of coaching and all that kind of stuff as well, like to kind of get the basics of goalkeeping right and all that stuff. So kind of just clicked, and I really, really enjoyed it, like. And you know, I loved making them big saves, saving penalties, saving shots, all that kind of stuff, like. So it was something that I enjoyed straight away, and kind of taking me to where I am today. So look, it's not a bad thing to get into. So
absolutely not. And I'm glad you brought up the GAA there as well, because we have to dig into the rumours a little bit. Earlier on in the year, there were these stories flying around that you were going to be, you know, lighting up Park Charlton very soon and going to be a key man in Andy McEntee's squad. Will you be playing GAA this summer?
Fortunately not, no. Look, Wexford is fully focused at the minute. Like, you know, it's quite a hectic season at Wexford, and GAA is just not in the cards anyway at this stage. So maybe in a couple of years when I've retired from football and, you know, can come back and play a little bit of GAA in my older days, like, you know. So
well, you're only 19 at the minute, so you've got plenty to go.
Yeah, plenty to go. So
can't blame you for that. Listen, tell us a little bit about your Ireland experience. You had the Victory Shield win back in 2017, and look, it's not often that we win international tournaments, so we have to take them at any age group, really. What was it like to get your hands on a trophy wearing the green?
Yeah, so Victory Shield, we played it up in Northern Ireland, and we obviously played Northern Ireland, Scotland and Wales in that, and look, really good experience. And it was kind of like the first time I really enjoyed an international camp. And it was just, who did we beat? We beat Northern Ireland the first game 1-0, drew to Wales 2-1 in the second game, and beat Scotland 1-0 in the last game. And it was three really, really tough games, like, you know. And I just vividly remember playing really well in them games and really enjoying them kind of games. And it was like we all kind of clicked together as such a young group. And definitely lifting the Victory Shield was one of the proudest moments I've had in an Ireland jersey, and one I'll definitely look back on with fond memories.
I can imagine. And listen, you had Enniscorthy man Festi Ebasele in the squad there with you as well. He just made his debut for Championship side Derby County yesterday. So what kind of player is he, and did you always reckon that, you know, he'd be one of the ones to go on and play at a high level?
Yeah, so I remember first playing against Festi when I'd say about 11 or 12 we played Wexford in like a local kind of friendly, and it was I think the game finished probably about 10-0. Of course, I was in goal, and there was a young lad called Vesti running around the middle scoring goals for fun. And ever since that, me and Dad have kind of always looked out for him. And obviously, when we looked at the international teams, there he was. So look, he's come a long way from there. And look, absolutely delighted for Vesti to make his debut yesterday. Really cracking lad, and definitely one that I think could stay in the Derby team for the near future.
And if he was that good when he was that age, and he's learning from Wayne Rooney now, like, you know, it's going to be a pretty good season for him, you'd have to imagine.
Yeah, definitely going to be a good season.
for the rest of your year, you've got Tom Murphy there, who was the established goalkeeper when you came in. You're kind of switching the roles there at the minute, but I imagine that must be good for you to have that bit of competition, to know that, to have that little thought in the back of your mind that, you know, if I don't play well here, there's somebody equally as good can come in and replace me. So that must drive you on.
Yeah, look, obviously the competition between me and Tom is massive. And look, Tom is a cracking keeper and a cracking lad. Ever since I came in, he's been super friendly to me, and look, we get on quite well. And obviously there's young Sean there as well, Sean Martin, and Collie, the goalkeeper coach. Like, the four of us look work quite well together. And look, I understand the position that me and Tom are both in, fighting for the number one jersey. And look, all I have to do is play well and hopefully keep my spot. And look, I know Tom's always going to be working hard behind me. He's a hard working lad and a cracking lad. So look, it's looking forward to the competition for the year ahead, and definitely something to look forward to.
You've been in underage Ireland squad, you've come through the system there, you've won trophies as well, so the dream has to be playing senior for Ireland now. And you look at young lads getting the chance now, Caoimhín Kelleher, Gavin Bazunu, these are young lads who are definitely getting a chance with the Irish senior team at the minute. Do you think that you might have to go back to England to get a chance to be noticed in the Irish setup, or do you think that the likes of a Jack Byrne has shown that, you know, we have a Republic of Ireland manager who knows the league well now, and he will keep an eye on teams here?
Well, look, I think it's a case of if you're good enough, you deserve to be there, you know. And obviously Jack Byrne proved that playing for Shamrock Rovers and being in the Ireland senior team. But look, I think it's a case of the likes of Gavin and Caoimhín Kelleher, two of them play for massive clubs, Man City and Liverpool. Obviously Gavin's out on loan at the minute at Rochdale, playing regular game time. And look, I think it's a case of who's in form, who's playing games, all them kind of factors come into it as well. And obviously Stephen Kenny, if he takes a liking to you, he could bring you in at any stage. So look, hopefully in the not too distant future I get a run in maybe the 21s, and then hopefully the senior team at some stage in my career. Like, you know, it'd be a great achievement for myself, and you know, the only international caps I'm missing is 21s and senior, so please God I get them at some stage.
Yeah, and you're only 19, so there is plenty of time there. And listen, I'll let you know if Stephen is down in Ferrycarrig, and I'll let him know he's watching you, all right?
Yeah.
And that's a long-term goal for you, obviously. Short-term goals, you're playing with Wexford now, bottom of the league at the minute, but some big games coming up, particularly the one against Cove on Friday. So what are your short-term goals now? What would you like to see happen this season?
Look, short-term goals, definitely going into Cove Friday night, clean sheet and a win is definitely something I think we need, and I think we deserve after the last two performances. So look, training's going to be starting now Monday evening, Monday, Wednesday, and then we're going to be working as hard as possible between then to prepare ourselves for a tough game against Cove. And look, as the season goes on, take it game by game, and look, all we can do is perform well, and all I can do is keep the ball out of the back of the net for as long as possible, and hopefully lads do the business the other end. So look, please God that happens and we get points on the board and start climbing the table.